Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. .com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted tonight to have you on the line. I am so happy. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you and my co-hosts who are listening to the ElfridaLoveShow.com. Amen. Amen. And on tonight, we're going to have a very special guest. I may have to call her, but we're going to have a very special guest, and she is going to talk to us about ADHD, attention deficit disorder, and she's going to give us some knowledgeable information about a book she's written. And so, first of all, we want to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a message, add a blessing and a message, amen, to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength where we may make it through this very day, Lord. We ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each person who's on the line and those who are coming on the line. Lord, we thank you for each platform. We thank you for each person who has been released out of the hospitals, those who are going into the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going into the hospitals. Lord, we thank you for each person, Heavenly Father. We thank you for momentarily removing individuals out of situations, Lord, and we thank you for your grace and mercy because it's sufficient. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless each guest who comes on the ministry, bless everything that they do, everything that they say, and the things that they touch, Lord, in every way. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that we continue to magnify and glorify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And on today, we have a very, very special guest all the way from Round Rock, Texas. And as you know, Round Rock is not too far from Bellmead, Texas. But I want to introduce our guest today. Our guest is an author. She classifies herself as one who had ADHD, and she has many different elements and knowledge to share with the audience. She has a story to share, and she's just interesting, and you know, she speaks about ADHD, and she's really instrumental. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Melissa Hood. Miss Hood, are you on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Elfrida. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Miss Melissa. Miss Melissa, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Is that okay?
That's great. I'm grateful that you've had me on the show. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. All right. Can you please tell listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an author, and I'm a public speaker. I'm currently in my doctorate program at Concordia University, and I used to work in the film industry as a theatrical costume designer.
Great. Wow, that is excellent. Okay. Now, for purposes of the interview, what is your definition of ADHD?
ADHD, by the clinical definition, it stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Some people call it ADD. If mm-hmm. you have the hyperactivity component, it's ADHD.
Great. All right. Now tell us what it was like as a child to have ADHD.
For me, I was really very impulsive as a child. I was running all over the place. I was always knocking things over and getting into things. I really think that I was very misunderstood, and my parents didn't know that I had an issue until I almost burnt my parents' or my grandmother's house down in Taylor, and so that's when it became apparent that they knew something was up.
Okay, okay. All right, now, what were some of the challenges as a child that you faced having ADHD?
Well, when I was in the classroom setting, I really got distracted a lot, and basically I had a hard time finishing tasks. I got kind of defensive, and it's because with the less mature mind, what the mind is actually trying to do is the less mature the individual, the less mature the mind, which means the mind's not operating with high cognitive developmental skills. And so what it's trying to do is it's trying to organize information so that it can learn it. And because I was less mature, my brain wasn't able to learn as easily as somebody without the condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. All right, now, what is it like to have ADHD as an adult?
The adult component is really, it's better now, but when I was younger, I mean, obviously, from what I've just described, it was really, really hard because I wasn't as mature emotionally or as mature in my learning. But as the brain matures, you develop more critical learning skills, and hopefully you learn how to develop coping skills when stress kicks in. Stress is the number one component in the trigger of the condition. So when stress triggers it, it triggers all of its symptoms, which includes some of the things that I've mentioned, as well as forgetfulness, the stop-start process. It makes a person, it's like they have a hard time focusing, and so they get interrupted because of the stop-start process, and then they forget where they're at, and they lose track and mess up projects and whatnot. So it can be really pretty impacting in a job or in your schoolwork if someone's depending upon you for a project and whatnot. So, yes, ma'am. It's as important to grasp the key or developing healthy coping skills, hopefully, versus unhealthy coping skills. And we'll talk about that here a little bit later when you're ready. But, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about your book and your memoirs concerning ADHD, and you can spend as much time as you would like, but I really want you to maybe, if you could, read a small portion, maybe 3 or 4 lines, and really get in depth as to this condition and come from the perspective of a child as well as an adult, because I'm sure many teachers are listening and other individuals who want to know, hey, how can I help this person who has ADHD?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Memoirs is about my life story up to the point that I entered into my master's degree program at Texas State University. And I struggled in college. I attempted college in my BA level 3 times. And it wasn't until my father passed away and my mom and my brother sat me down and said, hey, you have to have a way to take care of yourself, so we need you to go back to school. You need to go back to school. And I was horrified because I thought, how am I going to do this with a learning condition? You know, I didn't even know I had anything that was wrong at that point, and I hadn't learned really how to apply coping skills and what all that was. And so, long story short, memoirs takes the reader through that journey that I was on through high school up into my BA and into getting my master's. And then it takes them through my job losses, a lot of the emotional heartache that I went through with that. I lost 40 jobs in 15 years learning to overcome the condition because of the fact that I was able to learn the patterns in the way that I learned. And that's the key. That's the key for any human being that struggles with the condition or not. If you know yourself, and we should know ourselves better than anybody else, if we're paying attention, that's going to be the key to overcoming. And so that's really one I want to stress for any educator, if they're listening as far as, or even parents, to teach their child to be, teach them self-awareness and the patterns and what helps them overcome. How do they cope? What helps them learn faster? Because honestly, all my life, the ADHD condition has been treated like it's a stigma, when in reality, it's really a gift because these kids are brilliant geniuses. I mean, my IQ is off the charts. And so that's why we get bored easily.
And so, that's good.
But it really is a gift.
Good. Okay, great. So you kind of touched on this, but if you were speaking to a parent about ADHD, what three important things would you tell that parent and why?
I would talk to that parent, and I did actually at a book signing in San Antonio about how smart the child is and always making the child aware that they're not stupid, they just learn differently. And that's a lot of the problems that people have. Parents, I feel like, is trying to build up the self-esteem of the child because of the struggles at the lower levels when the child is just trying to learn how to cope with the condition. The second thing is to teach the child not to be afraid to ask questions. They need to really be confident in knowing that it's okay to ask questions, and if you have a few more than others, that's fine. Just wait till after class. Most educators that I've run into are more than willing to help students that are struggling, and, you know, they'll spend extra time with them. But those are things. Also, be willing to possibly attain tutors at younger ages, because sometimes these kids need more hands-on, and that they learn in all four learning styles, not just audio learning. Most teachers teach from their style of learning versus the student's style of learning. So it's their learning or their teaching style versus my learning style, when the ADD, ADHD person learns in audio, hands-on, repetition, and visual learning. We need all four at the same time to really have an impactive teaching session. So that would be the thing I would probably want to stress the most to parents, to make sure those are the components their kids are getting in the learning classroom.
That's good. That's good. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that hasn't been shared, because we still have some time? Anything about your book? Anything about the format of what you speak about when you go speak? Anything of that nature?
Well, to me, I'm a firm believer in a spiritual foundation, and I really, really think that everybody in this earth is born with some type of obstacle. That it's a God-given obstacle. I don't know what it is for you. Mine just happened to be ADHD. But it's how you attack the obstacles and who you attack it with. To me, it was God. And
right.
I really, really think that with Christ, we can do all things. And the spiritual component is the most, it's the most, I think, essential, because it gives you the drive to want to continue on and not quit and not give up. And the reason I say that's important is because in my research, I found that without a spiritual support system, in some regard or another, these kids after high school, 12%, only 12% even graduate from high school. Out of that 12%, only 7% ever attain a BA. Out of that 7%, only 4% ever attain a master's. And out of that 4%, only 1.2 will ever attain a PhD. And I'm here to change those numbers. I want to raise them.
That's good. That is excellent. Wow. Now, can you tell the listeners how to contact you or buy your book, or if they want you on their radio station or they want you to speak? What is the process, and where are you at on social media?
I am available on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. You can email me at memoirsofanadhdmind@gmail.com, or you can reach me via cell 512-909-1886. You can just contact me. I'm all over social media, but I also have a blog site called Tame Your Braino, and I give a lot of spiritual encouragement for people that are struggling with not just ADHD or ADD, but it's with any obstacle. I'm here to help you enter into destiny. And so those are the ways, those are my points of contact. And if you want to buy my book, it's available through Morgan James Publishing. You can buy it at any indie bookbound bookseller, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you, Miss Melissa. I know that your time is very precious, and I don't want to hold you, but thank you so much, and I ask that God will continue to bless you in your endeavors, and please stay in touch with me here.
You bet, Elfrida. God bless you, too, and have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
You, too. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Melissa Hood, and she's from Round Rock, Texas, and she has written a memoir or a book about ADHD, and many individuals have some form of ADHD, and so if you're interested in that topic, please connect with her and also check out her book, the memoir, and I'm going to have it on my website, and I'm going to have it in the library. That way you will know which title you are looking for. Amen? Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in at this particular hour. We have many different listeners on the line. We have educators. We have film industry individuals, publicists. Thank y'all so much for listening. I do have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line because you're on one accord, and pray for them one by one, and be sure to call out what they need. And I guarantee you that God will hear and he will answer. Amen. Be sure to do that. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to stay in touch with me. I do want to give you three particular websites, actually four. I'm going to go ahead and give you that fourth one, and I want you to check it out. All right, the first one is alfreda.hubpages.com. All right, with this particular page, you see in the spotlight the tax increase for Bellamy, Texas. You see crime and law enforcement. You see Christianity. You see education. You see charities. You see fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. On Saturday, God's will, you have the right to go and vote for a tax increase or to keep it the same. If we keep it the same, then we're going to have the same results. Amen. You keep doing something over and over again, you'll have the same results. I want you to read this article, and I want you to make an informed decision. And when you make your decision, I want you to think about people rather than numbers, because many times we get so caught up in numbers rather than people, and then we neglect the people, and we continue to crunch numbers. But when we are speaking about safety, we're speaking about people, not numbers. What happens in any type of crime or any type of thing is that the numbers continue to rise, and then the casualties continue to rise. And so you find out that you have more numbers than you do people, and that's a problem. So we want to make sure that we're not miscalculating people because we're so worried about the monies and things of that nature. And so I really want you to think about this particular city. I want you guys to go out, especially Precinct 1. I want you to go out and vote. Those individuals who basically helped to get me in office, I need you to go out and I need you to vote. And it doesn't matter which way you vote. I have nothing to lose, but I do want you to understand that however you vote, there's always going to be a consequence. There's always going to be a result. And so if you're those individuals who talk about the streets and code enforcement and things of that nature, then I would really consider reading this article because that's very important. And as I said before, either way, I'm happy, either way. And so I just want you to make a formed decision, and I want you to be happy and satisfied with how you voted, because ultimately we're going to all have to deal with how the majority votes, which that's the way life is. And so either way, I just want everybody to know, I want to put it out there, I will be happy. But my stance is that I do want to see Bellmead make progress. I do want our children to be safe. I do want our elderly to be safe, as well as individuals my age as well. And I do want to see some developments in this particular city. So I'm going to be very candid and say yes. I voted for the tax increase. And so it's up to you, you know. And one other point that I want to make is that there was a petition signed maybe a year ago or maybe a couple of months ago, I'm not sure, about increasing the sales of alcoholic beverages. And so one of my main focuses is safety. So if we're going to have those sales, then, of course, the result is, right, because there's a cause and effect, we're going to need more safety. And so if we need more safety, then why not go ahead and have the 2-cent increase, because you guys have already voted. Notice I said you because I wasn't even in office. They've already voted for the sales tax of alcoholic beverages. You know, let's go ahead and have a tax increase so we can have some safety measures. Okay, so that will make sense. So I want you to really think about this article, and I'm going to write one more article before Saturday. And so however you vote, I just want to put it out there. I'm satisfied. Okay? All right. Now, let's go to stellargospelmusic.com. Stellargospelmusic.com. This is the hub for the radio show. You'll see a homepage about us, contact us, services, church events around the world, and pastors. You'll see pictures. And, of course, we have the new gospel music projects that I'm going to add. And to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new press releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, the label, and release date. Our two gospel artists are Tasha Cobbs and Mr. Travis Green. Tasha Cobbs singing Put a Praise on It and Mr. Travis Green singing Made a Way. Amen. Then we're going to look at AfritaLoveShow.com shows for April. I know this is May, but we're still focusing on the Elizabeth Gerald story. Many individuals have picked up this story. Thank you so much. Also, we're going to listen to the Meet Miss Janice Montgomery, and I'm going to add another story on for May as well. Coming soon, we do have the magazine, the Stellar Gospel Music Magazine. Then some TV shows. We have Bounce TV Presents It's a Man's World on Tuesday, Mary Mary on Thursday, The Carmichael Show on Sundays. Of course, we want to continue to support Empire. Also, we have our top 10 billboard that's coming up this week. I will let you know the exact date and time. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. You can contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, we're going to have snippets of television at AfritaLoveShow.com television. You can Facebook me at AfritaLove, or you can Facebook me at AfritaManyaLove, or you can Facebook me at Dr. AfritaLove, or you can Instagram me at AfritaLove, or you can catch up with me on LinkedIn at AfritaLove. If you want to advertise your church for a week, please be sure to contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. When we go to the About Us page, this particular page is a page that is focused on, this is an international radio station. That means it's all over the world, in Japan, Italy, England, Texas. I mean, it's all over the world. If you want to know the format of the particular show, you can click on these particular shows here. But we are international. If you want to contact me, here's a contact form. Be sure to put your name, your email, your subject, and your message, and click on Submit. Then, of course, for the services, of course, we have a radio station, we have events, speak, we have a book out, and then we have blogs, okay? For church events around the world, we've just added some on my Facebook page, and I'm going to actually put them on this page. We have many different events going on. I know for a fact that I will be sure to announce those events on tomorrow on our next show. All right, if we go to the AfritaLoveShow.com. This is the page where everything is. Everything is on this page. You hear some music playing right now, right? Everything is on this page. Okay, so when you open up this page, you'll see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's a gospel legend, and Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's a gospel artist. So Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford is interested in film and gospel, and then Minister LaShawn McLemore is interested in ministry and gospel. So if you need someone to open up for your shows or things like that, please contact these two ladies. Now then, this is the number one gospel show in my house. It really is. This is the number one gospel show. If you click on Love Radio, amen, you will be right in the studio. And when you're in the studio, you will see a picture. And under that picture, if you want to follow this particular ministry, then you press follow, and what will happen is you'll receive an email every time we're on air. And it's just a plain, simple email. If you scroll all the way down, you'll see some interviews that has happened recently, and then you can also go to these numbers and check out many different interviews. We've been on air for 463 shows. So, I mean, we have very interesting interviews. We have interesting ministries and things of that nature, and I'm going to start having pastors come on as well. All right? Okay, so let's go back. If you scroll down, you will see the Marcy Gerald story, which is catching a lot of national attention, and I'm writing a script for that. Of course, there's the radio station again. If you go to A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God, which we're going to have a book study on this, if you click on Spiritual Guide to Go, then you will be at this particular site, Book World. All right, and we have many people who's on the waiting list, but we have the paperback book, we have the PDF, we have the EPUB, and we have the Kindle. And so if you want to obtain a copy of this easy-to-read book, please be sure to do so. All right? Okay. Let's go to location and contact because I have a lot of new individuals on here. If you want to contact me, you can send a comment or review of this website or of any of the shows with your name, your email, subject, message. Please click submit. If you would like to be on the show, be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And also please email the ifreetoloveshow.com about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. All right. The location, once again, this is an international show. We love, love, love to cover many different types of events and things of that nature. For gospel artists in the industry, these are only some of the gospel artists. There are a plethora of gospel artists. Be sure to connect with these gospel artists, and I'm going to show you a page in a few minutes. Be sure to support their music as well. When we go to links, there is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you click on that link, you will be at her website, and Minister LaShawn McLemore, if you click on that site, you'll be at her website. Then, of course, there's a radio station. Here are some of the fan pages. Loves Comedy and Entertainment, Loves Media and Event Coverage, Love Live Jesus Ministry. All those are fan pages. Then, of course, there's the Spiritual Guide if you click that button. And then here is LinkedIn. Many individuals contact me through LinkedIn, and I have many different messages. I will contact you shortly. There's LinkedIn. And then, of course, we have articles that we've written here, all right, and in the spotlight, once again, we're talking about the taxes and things of that nature, all right? All right, so let's go back. Let's go to meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you stay on this page long enough, you will hear her four songs. This is her bio, and she's really interested in film, acting, and things of that nature. And, of course, gospel music. Once again, she is in the Mississippi area. So if you need someone to open up for your show, then she is the one. All right. Meet radio host Dr. Avery Love. Love is always the answer. So if you need a speaker, please contact me. But here are some topics, cool classrooms, bully-proofing schools. We have health matters, control your metabolism, move something. We have leadership, five habits of successful people, motivating the team. And then we have religion, your churches within the heart. Relationship, religion, and relief. We have all of those different things for speaking. All right? Then Love's Author Corner, we're going to add the memoir from Miss Melissa Hood as well. But here are some of the books or some of the guides as well. So please be sure to check out these guides. And we're going to have more artists and authors come on to speak about different things that our children face, our students face, as well as the community, as well as politics, media, entertainment. So you do not want to miss the AfreetoLoveShow.com. God is really blessing this ministry to expand to many platforms, even into the entertainment world. So we have many entertainers who are lined up in a couple of months to come on the ministry and talk about the entertainment field for those who are interested in that, radio, their books. I mean, we have so many projects going on, so you have to stick with the AfreetoLoveShow.com. Health and human performance, make sure that you're watching what you eat. Make sure that you're watching your stress levels and you're working out. Entertainment and television, here are some of the entertainers. If you're an entertainer, please be sure to email me. I would love to have your picture up here as well and anything that you're doing. For R&B, this is Rhythm and Blues. These are some of the R&B artists. And then here is meet artist LaShawn McLemore. This is her bio as well as her music. So please be sure to check that out. All right, for community engagement, here are some of the things with community engagement that we've been associated with. All right? All right. So let's go back. Okay, now, I want you to look at this particular website. It's called I Love Bargains with a Z, as in zebra.com. It was with a C at first, but now it's with a Z.com. I Love Bargains.com. I Love, then BARGAINZ.com. All right, here's some of the best sellers. You do know that we promote and support R&B music as well. So I want you to look on here. And we're an extension, and we're with Amazon.com. We partner with them. And so be sure to check out some of the music. If you go to gospel, if you go to gospel music and type in your favorite artist, you may see some of their CDs and things here. So please be sure to check that out. I will be promoting some of these gospel artists by week. And here's a website that's conveniently placed for you, such as we have Hope in Front of Me, we have Wow Gospel, we have The Heal, we have One Place, we have Losing My Religion, Everyday Jesus. I mean, we have millions of projects and things like that, so please check them out. We have alternative rock, blues, we have opera. This is the music store. If you go to the bookstore, and I was in the bookstore, and I happened to type in religion. So you go down here, you scroll down, and go to religion and spirituality. All right. And when you do that, type in a spiritual guide to go and search. A spiritual guide to go, and it's the second book. And here it is at a much cheaper price. We're cutting deals, 70% off. I'm just giving you another avenue when you want to shop. We have health, fitness, and dieting. We have, of course, children's books. We have business and money. We have humor and entertainment. We have law. We have education and teaching, which is a hot topic as well. We're looking at many different books for education and teaching, the GRE, SAT. I believe we even have the Texas study guides and things of that nature, I believe. I'm not sure if that's in stock yet, but we're going to have it. Okay, so be sure to check that out as well. What else I want you to check out? The movie store. Be sure to check out your favorite movies. I like the oldies. All right, these are the top sellers. People are in line. People are on the waiting list on this website when it opens up. One of my favorite movies would happen to be Soul Food, and so we have a stock of Soul Food here. And so if you're looking for, you know, older movies, then this is the place to come, and also the new ones as well. Audio and visual store, if you click on that, you will see current top sellers, and just go down and check it out, current top sellers. If you go to toys, games, and things of that nature, of course, you'll see toys. We have electronics for kids, party supplies, puppets, stuffed animals, dolls and accessories. Then home and garden store. All right. Current bestsellers. There you go. Right there. Home decor. We have seasonal decor, kitchen and dining. We have storage. We have cleaning supplies. We have all that. Software store. Woof, there it is. All right. You have TurboTax. Make sure. I hope everybody's followed the tax by now. Amen. Praise God. All right. Tax preparation. We have photography. Click on photography because a lot of people are interested in photography, and I had some people email me. And they were asking about different things. But we have some materials for photography. I'm really interested in that as well. And so we'll check that out. Then, of course, search Amazon. Okay? So we're all in this together. So when you go to Amazon, you're really, we're all part of this. And so just be sure to have fun and enjoy. All right? Okay. So that's that. Let's go back to the ministry. So on Saturday, we're going to have another speaker, and then we're going to have a professor that's coming on next week, and we're going to have some artists, and we're going to have some entertainers, and we have some comedians that's coming up. And so I want you guys to really, really, really get ready to have a wonderful time. Continue to watch my webpage. Remember to vote on May the 7th. From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I have also strategically placed the areas that's closest to Bellmead, so be sure to go and cast your votes. And once again, it doesn't matter how you vote. you know, but make sure that you understand the effect of your vote. All right, there's always a cause and there's always an effect. All right, so thank you so much for tuning in and listening. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Abrit. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.